Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Trey is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Erin. So we're going to call her in a minute and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But first, Trey, how'd you meet Erin?
Hey, we were at a club. Okay. We were there separately. We just actually literally bumped into each other. We were leaving the dance floor to go to the bar, and we just accidentally just like bumped into her. I wasn't looking, and I kind of walked into her a little bit, but I apologized and made a little small talk. We talked for a bit on our way to the bar, and we were chatting, and we decided to exchange numbers before we left the club, and maybe get together again at some point, and just see how it went. We seem to have like a little mutual attraction right off the bat.
Sweet. This is what we all hope for when we go to clubs. Yeah. We still go to clubs. Right. Okay, yay.
Yeah, so I got her number, and then I texted her a couple times, and we actually talked on the phone once, and we decided we were going to go out and just, grab something casual to eat, and just, so we weren't in, like, a club setting and just kind of, like, actually try to get to know each other so we could actually hear each other.
Sure.
And she recommended this cool little place that we wound up going to that was pretty close to both of us, and she said she liked it, so I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, let's go there. So so I took her out there.
So then what happened when you were there?
Well, she walked in and she's a showstopper. She was gorgeous. Mm. I mean, she was hot as hell when we were at the club, literally and figuratively. It was pretty hot there. So, we were dancing, we were sweating. It was kind of just one of those big, gross club nights. But, she was hot there, too. But, I mean, she was gorgeous when she showed up at the restaurant. So it was nice to see her in kind of like a real life setting, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, we had a conversation, and we were talking, and everything seemed great. And I knew that, if I fumbled the ball or anything, then, we could always fall back on music as our conversational topic because we have that in common. But but it never even got to that. Like the conversation was natural, and it was easy, and it was a really, really cool conversation. We were having a great time.
So what do you think could have gone wrong? I mean, it sounds like it's been really great.
So then, I have no idea. Then she gets up to excuse herself. No big deal. Yeah, of course. And she goes off to the ladies, and I'm just sitting there waiting. And she comes back about 20 minutes or so later, which not a big deal. I didn't really think twice about it. She sits down and she says, "Sorry," and sits down. And we start talking again, and trying to pick up after where that lag was, but. Then it was just different. Like it was almost like a different girl came back out. She sat down and she was kind of like just vacant. Like she's, one word answers, nodding her head a little bit, and I'm trying to keep it light. I'm trying to joke around and not over pressure. I didn't know if I was coming off too desperate or too whatever. So I'm really trying to keep it as light as I can, but she was just, I mean, she was trying to force a smile here, but, you know, her shoulders were slumping a little bit, and she just looked like, I don't know, bored. Maybe she was just waiting for the whole thing to wrap up. I couldn't tell.
So something happened in the bathroom.
Something must have happened in the bathroom. I wasn't going to force anything. I really did like her. I do like her, but I really did like her. I didn't want to force anything. We decided to just wrap it up, and I offered to walk her back to her car. She said, yeah, cool, no problem. But, yeah, we're walking back, and she's still just kind of like, you know, head down, just kind of walking through. We get to her car, and I thanked her for her night. And she perked up a little bit, and she said, I really had a good time, which kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, well, she had a good time, so I went in just for a little kiss. But she kind of gave me the swoop and kissed me on the cheek.
Oh,
and okay. No problem. Not going to push it. So I say, okay, well, get home safe. And if you want, just, text me to let me know that you get home. She did. She actually did. She texted me when she got home. She said, made it home safe. And she said, thanks again for a great night. Really appreciate it. And she said, I'm super beat going to bed, but I'll text you tomorrow. And that was a week ago. Didn't hear back.
All right, sweet. Well,
play detective and find out what happened in the bathroom.
Let's do it. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted and maybe get you another date with your first date follow-up next, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up right after this.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Trey is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Aaron, so we're going to see if we can figure it out and call her in a second and find out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Trey, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Aaron?
Well, I met Aaron out at a club. seemed like we had some sparks, maybe a little connection. So we decided to exchange numbers and meet up for dinner. We met up for dinner and we had a fantastic, amazing conversation until she went up to go to the bathroom and she came back out of the bathroom like a different girl. So after that, it was just kind of, the energy was totally gone. The whole evening deflated and I don't know what happened. And I've tried reaching out to her a couple times, but I haven't really heard much back from her.
Okay. Ready to call her?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello.
May I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
My name is Nina.
Hi, my name is Victoria.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. What's going on?
We do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date and ghost somebody, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why they're getting ghosted. And you are currently ghosting somebody.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Well, I mean, you would know for sure.
Yeah.
Are you ghosting somebody?
Is this about Trey?
Yes, it is about Trey. Trey emailed us and he said he really liked your date, but now you're not calling him back and doesn't know why.
He went to a radio station to find out why I'm not texting him back.
I mean,
are you serious?
Yes. Can you really blame him, Aaron? I mean, it's the worst when you don't know why somebody's not calling you back, you know?
No. I totally agree. I can't believe he went to all this trouble. Oh, my gosh. I feel so guilty, guys.
Well, he really likes you.
Yeah.
I really liked him, too. I really like him. I really like him. The date was great. We have so much in common. Gosh, he's really, really good looking. So just to get that out of the way. It's like nothing to do with him. You can tell he's one of those guys who's like really raised to like treat women right. I loved our date.
Why aren't you talking to him?
No, this is so embarrassing. So I didn't tell Trey ahead of time, but I suffer from these really severe chronic migraines.
Okay.
And they come on really, really fast. And so one came on while we were on our date, and I was like, I felt miserable. I could barely keep my eyes open. And so I like escaped to the bathroom and I was in there for like 20 minutes. Like I was like, this guy's going to think I'm like nuts or doing drugs or something. And so I like was trying really, really hard to keep together and to like not say anything, but I was so dizzy and nauseous that like I threw up while I was in there. I just felt terrible.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, those are rough, Aaron. Wouldn't he understand that?
I probably should have just said something. Like he was being so sweet though that I didn't want to like ruin it by being like, well, I have this like massive issue and it's gonna get in the way of us being able to have a conversation. It's like I've had a lot of really nice nights and like awesome times in the past that these have just ruined. I was so embarrassed because like he was really nice about it. He seemed like he like took the hint that I wasn't doing great and he like asked if I was okay, but it was just a weird situation for a first date, you know. I just feel like I ruined the night, you know, and I like didn't want to have to deal with the fallout from that and hear him say that I ruined it.
Thank you for being honest with us, Aaron. Trey is actually on the phone right now listening and wants to talk to you, by the way. I should have told you that.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm surprised that you just didn't feel like you could tell me that. I know we were just having a first date, but like, I don't know. That's kind of like a little red flag for me that you just didn't even want to just mention that you were going through that.
You think that's a red flag? Like, why is that a red flag?
I mean, just be upfront about it. Just come forward with it. Just be honest. Hey, look, I'm feeling faint. I'm feeling my head's going to explode. I feel sick, something. Just let me know that you're not just like off shooting up somewhere.
Oh,
no. Ow. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't want to lay something super vulnerable and like a little gross out on a first date.
Yeah. On the other hand, I do appreciate that we didn't get that kiss. So thank you for saving me from that one.
What?
What?
Wait.
I mean, yeah, if you're sick or you're not feeling well or, you know, you give me COVID or something like that, then thank goodness.
Oh, wait.
I don't think that's what from the migraine was from, though.
Do you know what migraines are? Erin, why don't you just explain for everybody who's not fully aware of what migraines are?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with, like, being sick or having a cold. It's just, like, a headache that's so bad that, like, I can't deal with light and I get super nauseous. And, yeah, like, I threw up. Like, of course I didn't want to kiss you goodnight. That would have been so gross.
That's true, too.
Hey, yeah.
That was a nice thing
about that.
Yeah.
Trey, you should be saying thank you.
That actually, yes. Thank you. In all seriousness, thank you for not kissing me after you threw up. Thank you. I liked you a lot. I still do like you. Is this just the way you handle things? So like, you know, if there is a going forward, is that just, you know, what to expect going ahead?
Look, I really like you too, and could probably have been a little bit more upfront. Like, I can't promise that I'm just going to, like, tell you all of my deepest, darkest secrets within, like, a couple days of knowing you, but I could try to tell you a little bit more what's going on, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't need to know all the deep, dark ones right off the bat, but just, you know, if something like that happens, here's the reason why. That would have been enough for me. That totally would have been enough for me.
Well, would you like to go out with Trey on another date? Erin, we'll pay for it.
Oh, wow. I mean, like, I like you. And now that this is out in the air, let's see. Maybe next time could be different.
Sweet. I'd be happy to. We can do whatever you want, however you're comfortable. And if it winds up that you need to go throw up again, would you please tell me that time so that I don't go in for that kiss again?
That is definitely right, a promise I can make.
Puke-free second date. Congratulations.
Yay!
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.